Thank you. Napoleon once said, when asked to explain the lack of great statesmen in the world, that to get power, you need to display absolute pettiness. To exercise power, you need to show true greatness. Such pettiness and such greatness are rarely found in one person. I look upon the events of the past weeks, and I've never come so to grips with that quotation. For, ladies and gentlemen of this Congress, it pains my soul to tell you that you have brought blood and shame under this great dome. Your leadership has raised the stakes of hate to a level where we can no longer separate the demagogue from the truly inspired. And believe this, there are traitors among us. And I'm not talking about those of you who sided against your party leadership. I'm talking about those of you who were patriots to your party, but traitors to the necessary end result, that of righteousness, the truth, the concept of making the American dream blind to gender. And you know, I am not free of blame. Right from the start, I should have come down here, pointed a finger your way, and asked you, have you no decency, sir? Yesterday, I met Mr. Runyon. You may walk out on me, you may walk out on this body, but you cannot walk out on the will of the American people. Americans are a good people, they're a just people, Mr. Runyon, and they will forgive you, but they will not forget. Hate and ego have no place residing in what my good friend Lane Hansen calls the chapel of democracy. So let me make one thing clear. You come at us with whatever weapons that you have in your arsenal, but there is no weapon as powerful as that of an idea whose time has come. A woman will serve in the highest level of the executive. Simple as that. Yesterday, I spoke with Lane Hansen. I told her that she could decide her own destiny if she wanted to continue her fight for confirmation, that I would stand beside her. She has asked me to allow her to step aside. She told me that she wanted my administration to end on a note of triumph and not controversy. Understand, those of you who work to bring Lane Hansen down, that she asked to have her name withdrawn from consideration, not because she isn't great, but because she isn't petty. Because those two conflicting leadership traits could not live as one within her body or her soul. Greatness, it comes in many forms. Sometimes it comes in the form of sacrifice. That's the loneliest form. Now, it turns out that Lane Hansen is a woman, an American, of devout principle, and she has inspired me to act alike, and I cannot accept Senator Hansen's withdrawal. And I'm now calling for an immediate vote of confirmation of Lane Hansen. And Mr. Speaker, I would like to make this a live roll call. I want to see the faces of those of you who would eliminate the possibility of greatness in American leadership because of half-truths, lies, and innuendos. I will not be deterred by partisanship. I will not be deterred by misogyny. I will not be deterred by hate. You have now come face to face with my will. Confirm my nominee. Heal this nation. And let the American people explode into this new millennium with the exhilaration of being true to the glory of this democracy. Thank you.